23-30. Very familiar. For I've received the Lord, what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself. Then so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died." George last week talked about really the why we partake of the Lord's Supper. As he said, it's not because we got to, it's because we get to. But I want to look at maybe the how, if you will. See, there's two levels to partaking of the Lord's Supper. And you may say, okay, yeah, there's the bread and there's the juice. No, that's one level. That's the physical level. Those are the two features of the physical level. Eating the bread, representing the body of Jesus, and drinking of the cup, representing the blood of Christ. But there's more. Paul takes it to another level here. Now there's not just the physical, there's the mental. And there's three facets to the mental aspect of partaking the Lord's Supper. The first one is remembering. He says this, "Do this in remembrance of me." That's why we partake weekly, because of the frailty of our mind, our human mind. It's probably the one that we talk about the most. The second level is the self-examination. "But let a man examine himself." This is because of the frailty of the human spirit. And we need to be reminded and really look at who we are, what we are, and our need for Christ. And then the third level, or the third facet, probably don't talk about as much. That's the discernment level. For he says, "For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself." This is because of the frailty of the human will. Because we get wrapped up in ourselves. We talked a little bit about that in our class. See, the Hebrew word here for discern is the word diakarino, which means to separate thoroughly, to make a difference. To put it maybe in our terminology, in our vernacular, we would say to make it special. Not that the physical action is special to eating and drinking. We do that multiple times a day. And not that these items are special. They're very ordinary. Bread and juice. But the event, the whole, is special. It's special because of who it is about. It's about Jesus, who gave his life for us. It's special because of what it references, his sacrifice for our sins. And finally, it's special because of why it's done. Because of his love for us. And because of our love for him. So So, Father, we come before you today as we prepare to partake of these emblems. Father, yes, in a physical aspect, it's very simple. But, Father, as we look at all the meaning and all the facets of it, Father, we understand that this is very special because Jesus is so special. Father, we want to make him that in our lives. We tend to let ourselves get wrapped up in all the things of the world, whether it be work or family or issues or problems, whatever it may be. Father, when it all boils down to the very basic thing, it's all about Jesus and what he done. And Father, because of his love for us, because he was pierced for our transgression, he was crushed for our sin, our punishment was laid upon him. Father, it's all because of his love for us, your love for us. And so, Father, may we make him special, not just at this time. May he always be that in our life. Father, forgive us where we fail so many times. And so, Father, as we lift him up today, as we remember him, what was done, may we glorify him and glorify you. We pray all this in Jesus' holy name.